99.5 RT. We're the awesome show, and there you go, up and coming.
Yes, by a band called The Horrors.
The Horrors.
And it's taken off of their third studio album. And the album was actually released just last July in the UK. And by August, they were already number 5 on the UK charts. Really?
So where are they from? They're from
the UK. They're a British band, of course. And that song called Still Life was premiered on Zane Lowe's Radio 1 show as his hottest record in the world. So this DJ that we're talking about.
Who is that?
Zane Lowe. He used to be on MTV. He was the host of MTV Rocks.
Okay. So I believe you.
You obviously have no idea who this guy is.
Go on.
But I'm telling you, he was a presenter of the MTV rock show Gonzo. When he normally plays the hottest record in the world today, that's a song from a hotly tipped band or new album, they go on to have pretty big careers. So,
he's influential.
Very much so. So some Viola. Of the names that he has featured, of course, like The Killers, Kasabian, we also have Arctic Monkeys. So there you go, just some of the, and then, of course, he premiered that song, which is Still Life by The Horrors.
Does it say there, like, the kind of car he drives?
No, that maybe Zane you can dude, look it up.
You know, and his income tax return, we shall see if he's... His opinion is really valid.
Oh my goodness. You are just
I
a
need
smart,
my coffee. Darn
you
it.
Are just a smart mouth today, aren't you?
I need my coffee.
Just wait until I come I over there and coffee. Smack you. Anyway, before we get to that, maybe you guys might like to vote for that song if you enjoy it. All you have to do is call us up 633-0995 or
706-0940. You can text 995RT space The Horrors Still Life.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just shorten it? Still Life. 995RT space Still Life.
Mm-hmm.
Send that to 2948.
There you go.
We know what that means already.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Unless you're talking about a painting.
Why did I?
Mm-mm.
Can do.
Mm-mm.
If you feel like it. Let's move right along. Our guest for today, Geekified Monday, is Matt Barry. Let me switch on your mic. How you doing, Matt?
Good. Hi, guys. How you going?
We are doing really well, and we're excited to have you on the show today.
Obviously not Filipino.
Yes.
Even if it's radio, it's obvious that...
You are just very redundant today, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I didn't really have a good weekend, you know. Didn't get much rest. And then I woke up and it was Monday already. And I was wondering where the hell my weekend went. But hey, you're here to talk. Tell us about freelancer.com.
Right. Well, we're the world's largest outsourcing marketplace. And what we do is we connect employers from all around the world with freelancers to get work done. So things like build me a website or design for me a logo or design for me a dune buggy or, you know, a hotel walkthrough or what mm-hmm. have you. And we've got 2.7 million people on the site. And we're here in town because tomorrow we're launching www.freelancer.ph, which is a dedicated site for the Philippines, because the Philippines is the third largest freelancer community in the world.
Mm-hmm. And this is obviously not the first site that you guys manage, right? So how many sites are there worldwide?
Well, we have users from 240 countries in the world,
wow.
but we only have 13 regional dedicated sites out there. And so we're really looking forward to this because we have over 100,000 Filipino freelancers on our site, and they're very, very active.
Wow. So this is like the eBay for services then.
That's exactly right. It's eBay for jobs.
And what type of jobs
are what kinds of jobs
yeah. can people find on
There's
it?
Over 400 different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So it ranges from the technical, like design for me an iPhone application or build me a website or get traffic to my website, right through to accounting, tax, engineering, mm-hmm. scientific research.
So it can be like from the smallest thing that you need outsourced to perhaps brain surgery.
Well, we haven't seen
brain surgery.
Yet. I had a joke with the guys the other day that if I posted a job looking for a real-world lion tamer, that I'd find someone. And I posted a job, and I had one guy bidding. He said he worked in a zoo, and one guy said he worked in a circus. So, you know, just about anything you can think of.
All right. Send us your references.
So who won?
I didn't actually pick anyone, but I just wanted to see what was possible.
All right. Cool. So how'd you figure that the Philippines has the largest... how do we call it here? Racketeer.
Racketista.
Yeah, you know, people who freelance.
Freelance.
Yeah, how'd you figure that one out?
It just happened. I mean, the rate of internet connectivity in the Philippines is staggering. In 2009...
Considering we have one of the slowest internet connections in the world, right?
Well, triumph over adversity. But in 2009, you had somewhere like 8 million people online, and in 2010, 30 million. So it's growing at an absolutely tremendous rate. That's why we think we want to dedicate a site locally.
Wow. So how much do freelancers earn on an average on your website?
The average project is about 8,000 pesos.
Mm-hmm. I'm signing up.
And we've outsourced to date 1.1 million projects. So that's a total of about 4 billion pesos worth of work has gone through our site.
Oh, wow.
But our freelancers, the very, very top freelancers are making about $1 million US a year.
Wow.
The very, very top, who, you know, if you do a good job.
Now, why aren't we making $1 million a year?
Okay, maybe we can ask Matt if there is a need for professional sleepers.
Yes, or professional eaters.
No, but...
Neil would be very qualified for that.
I do both. I burp for free, too. No, but you know what? Later on, we got to get into a song right now, but you know, this seems really interesting. I'd like to find out also when we come back... how people can sign up and how companies can avail of your services. Meanwhile, let's get into this one that's brought to you by grabagold.com. Here's Katy Perry. This one's called Last Friday Night. You can find Mondays on the
Awesome Show
99.5.
There's a stranger in my
bed. There's a 99.5 RT.
So good.
We're the Awesome Show, and that was Better Than Ezra with The Good. And still hanging out with Matt Barry of Freelancer.com and soon-to-be Freelancer.ph, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep, and so before we took a short break earlier, I asked you how people can be a part of this, post their profiles online, and how companies can,
can benefit.
Yeah, can benefit from these freelancers who are looking for work, or maybe companies who need people to do stuff for.
Okay. Well, if you're a small business owner, or you're an entrepreneur and you've got an idea that you want to turn into reality, but you need someone to help you to do it, like you've got an idea for an iPhone application, mm-hmm. or a website, but you don't know how to program it, you simply post a project. It's just like using eBay, so it's very simple. You fill in a name and a description and roughly how much money you want to pay,
mm-hmm.
and it's free to do so. So you just post that live. Within seconds, people will start bidding on that project. We send about 1 million emails an hour out notifying freelancers from all around the world. If you're a freelancer, you can sign up for free.
Mm-hmm.
You can bid for free. And when you get picked, as you get paid money, we charge a commission of 10%. So it's
That's
basically,
not too bad.
You know, we've got
10% loan.
A couple of thousand projects per day going through. And so there's no matter what your skill set or niche is, we've got a job for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I was looking through the website, actually, freelancer.com, and they have pretty much everything on here.
I have anything in the line of food tasting?
Food tasting, yeah. No, but there is, maybe that'll go in Anything Goes.
So what else have you found in Anything Goes?
Well.
Come on, cough it up.
The first post on there actually is somebody is looking for homemade adult videos.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. How much does it pay?
$380.
Woohoo!
Okay. Sign me up. What do I need to do?
Create your own homemade adult video.
I just have to make sure I don't hurt myself in it.
But there's also another
one. Is there a time limit?
It says there's on the screen towards the right hand side of
Click
the screen.
It.
There's like a time left, and then 5 minutes. Does that
click
mean
it,
that it's going
it.
To expire? That
that's when the expires. So
well, click
you
it.
Better hurry if you want
maybe,
to.
Maybe like what are the particulars? You know, is there a certain fetish they want to see or feature?
Well.
Or? Body part, perhaps, or is it just all guys, or is it all girls, or is it guys and girls and animals, or...
You know what? You have so many ideas, and
what?
There's actually...
I think it says something about two disc jockeys.
Oh, perfect. You and Koji.
Can do. We are rather sweet to each other. He's nice to me, and he's a kind and gentle fellow.
Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff.
Dude, it's $10 per minute.
Wow, so if I make it...
depending on the quality of the video.
Oh, it's going to be high quality.
The idea.
Man. I shoot in 720p.
And as long as you stick with some basic rules.
Which are, don't hurt yourself. Don't cut anything off. Wait, are we talking about the video?
Yes, you have to be at least 18 years old. So very responsible right there.
I just turned 19.
Back in 1978.
Okay, don't go there.
Okay, so there you go. So these are just some of the things, obviously, that...
Of course, this is just this is really posted on there, but it's our tongue-in-cheek way of showing that you can find something for yourself.
Anything
you could possibly think of, you can find someone to do for you. Or if you're looking for a job, any skill set you have, you can find a job.
And that is actually really, it's really good in this day and age because a lot of people obviously are trying to find, you know, ways to augment their income while working from home.
That's right. And also people have a lot of niche interests nowadays. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you may be into, you know, doing voiceovers or something like that and so forth. And it might be hard to find constant regular work coming in the door, but now you can jump online and just search through the projects and find things you like doing in your own time, in your own way, wherever you want to work.
Hi. Do you think
my name is Scarlett?
Voiceover artist.
Voiceover artist.
Do you find that you know how it is? You know, a lot of economies are having a tough time keeping afloat. A lot of companies they will be benefiting from this kind of sourcing of jobs, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of businesses. I mean, in the Philippines, 99% of businesses are actually small businesses, mm-hmm. and not afford to hire people full time to do things all the time. So, you know, you may be a cafe and need just a menu designed or a website designed or, you know, something simple like an iPhone application and so forth. And previously it's just too hard and too costly and too much time to go and find the right people. But now you can just jump online, post a project, and in minutes people will start bidding. And it's very, very cheap and cost effective and easy to, you know, basically empower you to mm-hmm. kind of unleash your creative spirits.
So on the website, freelancer.com, everything is in US dollars.
That's on the .com website.
Yes. On the PH, is it going to be?
Pesos.
Pesos.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. Hey, and you know what? We're looking for a station manager.
We should put up an ad.
Yeah, we should.
I'm sure you get bids.
And how does it work? Okay. For example, if I want to, let's say, hire Neil.
Right.
To
trim her hedge.
That just no trimming of my hedges.
Mow
stay
her
away
lawn.
From my hedges or my lawns or whatever. Wash my car because that's what you're really good at that.
Fill your box. I don't know what.
So for whatever.
There's a lot of sexual tension going on in this. <the other moment.
laughs> Really?
We hadn't noticed.
Referring to her lawn.
No, not really. Anyway.
Or yeah, if she needed me to sit
say
on
something.
Her sofa. That still sounds wrong. Okay, wash her car.
How would the process work? Okay, so I want to hire him.
Right.
So how would he be able to get his money?
Sure. So you post a project. He bids on the project mm-hmm. and you select him. And then we run an escrow service. So you can deposit funds either by credit card, mm-hmm. PayPal, money bookers, or, you know, wire transfer. He knows the funds are available, but mm-hmm. he won't be able to access them until he's done the job.
Okay.
And then once he's done it and you're happy, you get to release the funds.
And what if you're not happy with a job that was
we have a dispute service? We have a dispute resolution system. So basically, we have a team of people actually here in Manila
mm-hmm.
who will go through and look through your project and talk to you and try and resolve it so you're both happy.
Oh, there you go. So everything's covered.
All right. So if you need that hedge trimmed, I will.
Gardening is not your strong suit, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I can do backflips in your living room. That can work too. Anyways, yeah, more on freelancer.com in just a bit. Here's Def Leppard moving back into more music. It's 4:18 in the afternoon. This song is brought to you by grabagold.com. This one's called Two Steps Behind. I'm Neil Almighty.
And I'm Scarlett.
For the awesome show.
For once.
Go get your heads trimmed. This is 99.5.
RT.
Walk away.
All right, back on the show. It's Geekified Monday on the
awesome
show. And we're still hanging out with Matt Barry. And we were just, you know, talking about freelancer.com. And tomorrow you'll be launching
freelancer.ph.
.ph. All right. So what kind of benefits will coming out with a locally based website
site.
Come out for the companies and for the for the Filipinos who have their profiles online.
Well, to start off with, everything will be done in pesos. So you're about to employ people with pesos and also earn pesos. But we also have a whole range of local features and support and so forth that we'll be rolling out progressively. In fact, over half our company actually are Filipino, believe it or not. We have a huge office here in Manila. So all our support staff and so forth, they're all locals and they can actually speak a local language.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, cool. Did you find them on
freelancer.com?
Ashley, I think we did find a few of them on freelancer.com.
That's great. All right. Well, this could be a great boon for a lot of people like ourselves who like to farm out our skills. Because that's, a lot of the time when, outside of our regular work, we actually don't mind taking odd jobs. And I mean, in the sense, in our line of work, not trimming hedges or mowing lawns or... You know what I mean. But yeah, so this is going to be pretty good. I think we'll look into maybe posting up our profiles online too.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, so would you like to invite people to, log in and join up?
Just go to www.freelancer.ph. It's free. You can post a job for free and you can bid for free. So get online and give it a go.
All right. And that said, partner, are we going to do our profile soon?
Yes. I already have mine ready.
I don't know what I'm going to...
Okay, here we
go. Do we have to put our photos or can we just lie about how we look?
Well, it's not usually about looks.
No, unless, of course, you're
doing... That's very important here in the Philippines.
Unless, of course, you're doing the adult home video.
No, I don't think looks matter. It's there, you know.
That's what you tell yourself every day, huh? I have my profile ready. You want to hear it?
Okay, go.
Okay, test. Host, radio DJ, voice talent, model, and also accepts labada and plancha on weekends.
Ah, you know what's labada and plancha?
Hmm?
You laundry?
Yes, I do laundry. Oh,
that's good. Sige, I'll hire you.
as long as you don't ask me to trim any hedges, we're good.
I can trim my own hedges. All right, Matt, thanks
you
so much.
You need pruning shears for that?
No, I have my own gear. Matt, thanks for putting up with us for the past hour.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Well, let's get back to more music. Here are the Low Suns. This one's called Never Gonna Care. 4:31 on the Awesome Show. Geekified Mondays right here on 99.5.
RT.